In today's first reading, we hear about St. Stephen, who's the patron saint of deacons, and whose story really resonates deeply with the essence of service and leadership within the church. Reflecting on this, I'm reminded of my dear friend, Deacon Jules Brough, and our conversations that we love to have over our shared passions for growth, leadership, and the Catholic faith. And during a recent visit that I had with him, I was sharing about my practice of establishing a foundational understanding of leadership during presentations and workshops, simply to get everyone on the same page. He then was sharing with me that as a deacon, his role is to act as a bridge between the church and the laity. And so that really got me exploring this analogy further, and I couldn't help but reflect on the bridges that are scattered across the landscape of where we live here in South Louisiana. From those grand structures spanning the Mississippi River to those simple little bayou crossings, each serves the fundamental purpose of connecting separate entities, and they require regular maintenance in order for them to be safe. Similarly, effective leadership acts as a conduit, creating those safe spaces to unite individuals under a shared vision and purpose. Yet, as stewards of servant leadership within the church, we're called to assess our own structural integrity. Are our leadership bridges robust and reliable, fostering those seamless connections? Or do they harbor weaknesses that hinder collaboration and communication? I challenge us all, let's pause today for honest self-reflection and a commitment to fortifying and expanding our leadership bridges, that we are ensuring that they unite, empower, and guide our church towards a brighter tomorrow. Let us become beacons of faith, hope, and love. As we navigate our roles within the church, may we be guided by the Spirit, ever mindful of our responsibility to bridge those gaps and nurture unity in our faith.